Daniel Nyack, a businessman who runs a private clinic in Bor, says the suspension of transport between Juba and Bor is not a good news to his business. He says the suspension is going to have a negative impact on his business. Nyack says he has missed supplies of drugs for his clinic due to the insecurity along the Juba-Bor highway.
The road which comes from Juba is the one in which drugs and food are supplied to Bor town and other places which are connected. So if the road is blocked due to insecurity or due to any other calamity, it will automatically affect the businesses which are carried out or which are supplied by that road which comes from. Just like if the road from Nimoli is blocked, then it means things which comes from Uganda will automatically not find any entry. So there's no negotiation about what will happen. Automatically, businesses will be affected negatively.
Jonglei State Police Commissioner Major General Ilia Costa says at least 2 people were killed and several others injured Tuesday night when unknown assailants attacked a passenger vehicle at Jemeza Village along the Juba-Bor Highway. He says commuters planning road trips to Bor should change their plans.
A certain group come to the road, to the main road, to the highway, start attacking the vehicles which is coming from Juba or going from Bor here. So they kill some people. Up to now, there is a high tension in that side. Well, according to what we get from here, that it is 2 people who are killed. But yesterday in the evening, also, there is a truck coming from Juba. Also, they attacked it, but the report is not yet confirmed to us.
Costa says his office dispatched security personnel to comb the area and ensure the highway is safe for commuters who are mainly traders.
Our advice is that we have sent our forces there to go and see what is going on. I'm sure they will reach to the agreement so the road will be open so people will move. We told them that to wait until those people reach there and talk with those people who are on that side. Then after that, they can move.
Mayan Thiong, a taxi driver who carries passengers between Juba and Bor, says he lost income due to the road closure. Thiong says he is worried that if the authorities prolong the suspension of travel along the Juba-Bor Highway, his business will suffer.
The way we can survive in this business is when we travel. But if a vehicle remains in one place, it won't make money. And that, of course, can affect the business. So I want to ask the government to work on the issue of insecurity along the highway so that we can resume our work.
The spokesperson of the Jonglei State Legislative Assembly, Wang Boom, called on the authorities in Central Equatoria State to cooperate with their counterparts in Jonglei and provide security along the highway.
So 3 people were killed yesterday and 4 were also injured. So that incident triggered a lot of anger from the citizens of Jonglei State and particularly the taxi drivers. And this morning, they protest and come and convert in the government secretariat. So I think for the government of Jonglei State to intervene. I'm calling on behalf of Jonglei State Parliament, calling upon the government of Central Equatoria State at least to do something to ensure that goods and services along Juba-Bor Road has to go on.
Andruga Mabe, the Minister of Information in Central Equatoria State, says his government is working with the security forces to investigate the incident and ensure the highway is safe for use.
We cannot deny or cannot do it, but we need to verify our security people are taking precaution on that. They are looking for this what has happened. It will be better we rely on the security sector to see exactly what has gone down and then they will let us know how to curb the problem that is arising now.
He advises frequent travelers on the Juba-Bor Highway to exercise caution while planning trips, adding that authorities in Central Equatoria are concerned about the security of commuters who use the Juba-Bor Highway. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Juba.